Subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds everyone that this is from the blessings of Allah. And the third says what? Of Allah. Don't take it as a burden. Allah maaf kare, we only open up once a month of Ramadan. And then the last three nights, 27th obviously, have to do it, right? And then if the masjid is making a khatam of Allah. So, kind of an incident. This incident is of right? This is about, he accepted Islam. But his best friend was a staunch enemy of Allah and Islam. His best, if you don't go and spit in the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will never speak to you again. What did this person go and do? After saying the kalima, what did he go and do? He went to go and spit in the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala is telling you and I, be careful who your friends are. English, the English, you know, they say one thing. They say, tell me who your friends are and I will tell you who you are. The company you keep, you know, it makes you. Like I said, you know, I'm an imam in the prison, right? When I was going to become an imam in the prison, my father was absolutely adamant against it in the beginning. Why? He said, you're going to sit around with people like that, what will happen to you? He's not wrong, right? Not because of the prisoners, more because of the staff. Prisoners, alhamdulillah, mashallah, very good brothers. You can, you know, deal with them, right? But that is the thing. You sit with the drug dealers, what will people think of you to be? A drug dealer. You sit with the criminals, what will people think you to be? A criminal. That is, your friends will shape you. If they don't shape you directly, they will shape you indirectly. You will gain their qualities whether you like it or you don't like it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. One of the reasons Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this incident. The second thing is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the end of the surah, He says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ, the slaves of Ar-Rahman. Not just, see, Allah ta'ala in Surah Al-Mu'minun, the first surah, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتٍ خَاشِعُونَ. Allah is telling you and I, we are the slaves of Rahman. But in order to be considered the slaves of Allah who is Rahman, we need to adopt certain qualities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention a whole host of qualities which I am not going to go into. Right? Now, back to Surah An-Nur. Surah An-Nur is a Madani surah. It was revealed in Medina Munawwara. This surah deals with ahkam, with the rulings. A lot of rulings. The main rulings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about here are the rulings of marital life. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off the surah on a very high note. The Quran about stoning. It doesn't. However, I am not saying stoning.